Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of the one most compassionate, most merciful, most kind. This is Mark Silver with Heart of Business. Welcome to the Remembrance. One of the things that I've noticed in business is that sometimes we take on new tasks and new projects that can feel overwhelming because they're new. And they also ask a level of detail that we may be unaccustomed to. And this can create some fuzziness for me in my thinking. Some overwhelm, some heaviness. So just wanting to invite you to notice if there's new things that you're doing in your business. If you're feeling heaviness or fuzziness or overwhelm, or anything like that. And just noticing it. One tendency is to just turn away from it and to not do it. And the other is to push through, ignoring how you're feeling. And neither of those is what we're looking for. And so just for the moment, just noticing that feeling. There's so much space to feel that. There's room. And then just while you're with this feeling, bringing your attention to your heart high up in your chest, letting your head bow and letting your heart bow, and just beginning to call the remembrance through the open doorway of your heart. Not trying to change anything, not trying to fix anything, not trying to force yourself to see things in a certain way, not trying to force peace or force love. In any way, just merely is love available even here? Is the divine present even here? And just beginning to call the remembrance through the open doorway of your heart, even while you're feeling this way, just being with it. Just noticing how your heart feels and how your being feels. Just being with that. Sometimes we just need to sit with what is. In the alchemical presence of the oneness, of the source of love, and just notice what happens when all of our troubles and all of our overwhelm and all of our heaviness and all of our fuzziness is placed into that pot, into that bubbling pot of love. And without even trying to change anything from your own force or your own will, just noticing if anything shifts and sitting with it. And remembering the divine. And I want to encourage you to keep bringing your attention back to whatever had been triggering the overwhelm before and being with it. Because this is not an exercise of turning away from the thing and just immersing yourself in love. It's instead a practice of being with the thing that is triggering the overwhelm while you're with the love. And then noticing how your relationship and your perception of the thing might shift. It might make the task itself seem easier. It might make the project seem more approachable. Might really open up your heart to what lies in front of you. Or your immersion in the love while you're with the thing might actually change the thing. There might be something else that's being asked of you other than what you think it is. Either is possible. And so it's good to let yourself be willing to be surprised, to let go of the attachment of thinking, I have to do this, or I have to change this. Because it could be either. And often our minds don't know which it is. And just continuing to call the name of the divine through the open doorway of your heart. Calling out from the yearning for the love, and a yearning for the connection, and a yearning for the peace, and a yearning for the success. Because success is a divine quality. sinking even more deeply, letting go even more. Letting go of your assumptions, letting go of your perspectives, letting go of your understandings. Letting yourself be willing to be surprised. What is here? What is being shown to your heart about whatever it is that you're facing that had originally filled you with such overwhelm or fuzziness or heaviness that had so blurred you that you were willing to turn away, give it up, or to hurt yourself to push through it? What is here instead? What is here in your heart instead of that? The divine is unchanging. The divine is permanent. The divine is everlasting. The divine is the first and the last, the revealed and the hidden, even in the odd. Everything else is changeable. Everything else changes. And so when the divine is present with this thing that you've been facing, how does it change? How does it show its changeable, changing nature? Just noticing how your heart feels and noticing how this project now appears to you, this thing. What is it? What do you notice in your heart? What do you see? What do you perceive? And also just noticing any authentic appreciation for anything you might have received during this remembrance, any experience here, and letting yourself express that appreciation to the divine. And taking a nice gentle breath, bringing your attention back. If you want to continue in the remembrance, you may, and otherwise you may want to allow your perception to return to the world, knowing that remembrance is available in every moment. Peace.